Glenwood Springs officials declared war on Rocky Mountain Resources. The mining company is proposing a 5,000% expansion of their limestone operations just outside of city limits, which city officials say would decimate their tourist town. Reporter Molly Dove went to the city's launch of its $1.25 million Don't Strip Glenwood campaign and talked to Glenwood Springs officials about why they're gearing up for battle against Rocky Mountain Resources.
1 mile north of downtown Glenwood Springs, sounds from the mining operations at the Mid-Continent Quarry fill the air, echoing through the valley. The limestone mining operation owned by Rocky Mountain Resources is currently 15 acres, tucked away from view in a pit between two green-covered mountains. But that may change. The mining company is looking to expand its operations to 447 acres.
So, again, from a big picture standpoint, this entire hillside comes down. They go up kind of at an angle towards that cliff that's exposed on the horizon.
That's Jeff Peterson, one of the leaders of the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance, organized to fight Rocky Mountain Resources. He stands at the edge of a cliff overlooking the mining operations. Pointing at the vast mountain in front of him, he says it wouldn't just be the mountain that is affected. It could also hurt Glenwood Springs' $500 million tourism-based economy, starting with one of its biggest draws, the hot springs.
So if that entire bowl is removed and the cave system is disturbed, there's a chance that that groundwater no longer comes to the point that it's being heated currently and goes to our springs. It could disappear.
All of this is why Glenwood Springs launched its Don't Strip Glenwood campaign at City Hall last Friday. Jonathan Godis is the mayor of Glenwood Springs.
You know, we're here today to roll out our campaign to, I guess, officially tell the community, tell the region, tell the state that this mine is not only incompatible with Glenwood Springs, it's a direct threat to Glenwood Springs, it's a threat to the region, and really to the whole state.
He explains that the campaign is to educate the community about the Mid-Continent Quarry expansion proposal, how it could potentially affect the community, and why they should rally together and fight Rocky Mountain Resources.
What they're proposing is, it is so offensive to who we are and what we are that we have no choice but to fight.
And who is Glenwood Springs? A town known by many for its natural beauty and rich history.
Everywhere you go, when you hear, when you tell people that you're from Glenwood Springs, they say, boy, you know, Glenwood Springs is, I remember going there as a kid.
Goda says if air and water quality is threatened, mountains are stripped, and 500 extra trucks are on the road every day, that would make Glenwood Springs a mining town. And he says he is not going to let that happen.
This is not a mining community. This is not an economic development opportunity that we would ever pursue. This is a threat that we're fighting.
At the Don't Strip Glenwood campaign rollout, Director of Tourism Lisa Langer says mining has negatively affected other regions in the state.
Well, many of you in this room have driven past Golden, and on any given day when the dust from the quarry there is flowing across I-70. Picture that here over the Colorado River, over Iron Mountain Hot Springs. Sorry, I'm getting emotional because it's a big deal. It would impact us severely here.
Mayor Goda says a threat to Glenwood Springs is a threat to the whole valley. Neighboring towns and counties have passed resolutions in support of their efforts against Rocky Mountain Resources, and Goda says everyone fighting together is the best strategy to win this war. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.